24 hours ago, obviously, we were all just working through the absolute raft of feelings that come from the execution of those two members of the Bali Nine. And, of course, everyone is still thinking about that, talking about that, and it'll probably continue well into the weekend.
Well, I think it's sent shockwaves around Australia. And I had a think after hearing the news yesterday, and it kind of really hit home for me personally because, and I haven't actually shared this story on air before, but one of my best friends was arrested for drug trafficking 10 years ago.
It's kind of around the same time.
It is around the same time. And to be fair, like he'd sort of withdrawn a little bit from our friendship and I feel like he'd just gotten caught up in the wrong crowd of people and I didn't really know how heavily involved he was in, you know, the drug scene at that time. And he just said that he was moving to Queensland to start a hospitality course. And the next thing that happened was I got a phone call from his flatmate to tell me that our friend had been arrested by the federal police. My friend is being very brave this morning by joining us on the show to just talk through this whole 10-year journey that he and I have been on together since that day. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you've asked to remain anonymous and that's, you know, that's 100% okay and we completely understand it. Is it okay if we call you Michael while we talk to you?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
How long have you guys known each other before you got that call from the federal police, Mazzy?
We'd been friends for like at least 5 or so years.
I went through most of high school and uni not even seeing drugs. How do you get caught up in this life, mate?
Obviously, it starts recreationally. That's how it started for me. The more that I got caught up in using and taking, it became a regular thing. And then the debt kind of accumulated and then this opportunity presented itself for me to bring it into the country.
For you, was it about like the money that you were going to get paid to do this?
Absolutely. That's what it was. And you know, looking back, like people ask me now, like, how could you have made that decision? Well, I wasn't thinking about the consequences at the time or thinking rationally for that matter because of the substance abuse.
So can you tell us where you smuggled the drugs from and to?
From Los Angeles to Sydney. I was arrested at Sydney Airport. So, yeah, it was a pretty nervous wait at LA. But once we were on the plane, obviously, you know, there was some confidence and then hit Sydney and that's when it all unfolded.
And so how did you get busted?
So I was travelling with somebody else. We were doing it together, someone that I didn't really know, and he was the one that was caught. And then when questioned about who he was travelling with and what had happened over the last 2 weeks, shared the story of us travelling together, and that's how I got brought into custody.
What went through your mind? What happened when the police seized you at the airport?
It was more of a slow process. It was kind of like, come with us, and then it was the customs officials that take you to a room before the Australian Federal Police actually come in and start questioning you. And I made the decision to just deny everything. And it got to the point where they had enough that they could request that I come with them to a hospital to get a CT scan. And then once we did that, of course, it's a complete picture of your insides and they were able to see what was in there and then formally arrested me from that point.
The x-ray showed that you had like hundreds of capsules of drugs in your stomach.
Exactly 100.
Then did you confess?
There was nothing really that I could say to that. From there, that's, I guess, when the disappointment really hit, I think, of one of the standout moments was actually sitting in that room, you know, with a federal police officer with a video camera in one hand and the other federal police officer reading me my rights. So that was obviously something that will stand out in my mind and will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Got to play a song, but what we'll do is we'll come back and we'll talk to you a bit more about, you know, when Maz... you know, did come and visit you in prison and what those sorts of visits were like.
Yeah, no problem.